The question was asked, given that anything we do, Hashem has given us the capacity to do, are we ever supposed to take credit? People say thank you for things we've done. How are we supposed to respond to that? So we are taught, Hakol bidei shamayim chutz mi'irat shamayim. Everything's in the hands of heaven, other than the choice we have whether to be God-fearing people or not. Meaning, we were given free will. And so that's where we really express who we are in our choices, the choices we make. So when someone says, thank you for taking out the garbage, or thank you for helping me, the answer is, you're welcome. If a person were to answer, oh, God did it, I did a very minuscule part, there's truth to that. God gave me the strength to do it. God gave me the intelligence to do it. God gave me the health to do it. That's all true. But they were not thanking me for that. They were thanking me for the free choice. It could be that in some level, conceptually, I should bear that in mind. That's why when a person speaks about things, we often use the term Be'ezrat Hashem, with Hashem's help. They ask you, will you be here tomorrow? So we say, Be'ezrat Hashem ken, with Hashem's help, I intend to, yes. We do mention Hashem as we speak in our daily lives. But that doesn't preclude accepting thank you when people thank us for things, to say, you're welcome, to accept the appreciation shown. It's definitely also true that if it's a large setting where people express thank you, so then it is very appropriate to begin by thanking Hashem and expressing one's appreciation that Hashem has allowed one to do that. That's how you find when big rabbis begin their books and their introduction. So they will very often begin by thanking Hashem. This is true of Ramban, Rambam. Rambam doesn't begin every book. Rambam writes in the beginning, first in honor of Hashem. B'shem Hashem kel olam. Right? Rambam in the real editions, the ancient editions of Rambam, Rambam always begins with honoring Hashem at the top of his books. And Rambam doesn't quote Hashem's name without adding a blessing. Every time Rambam says Hashem, he'll say Hashem yitbarach. Hashem blessed be he. He won't just say Hashem's name. I don't know.
Is that where it started?
I don't know. But the Rambam, whenever he'll say Hashem's name, he'll add a point, a word of blessing to Hashem. So there's definitely, if a person, there's going to be an event, a dinner, and they honor him for 30 years volunteering this organization. So it's definitely appropriate in his acceptance speech to begin by thanking the Ribbono Shel Olam. That's true. The greater the appreciation that's shown to a person, the more appropriate it is to show appreciation to Hashem first. But on small things, I don't think that's the way we can function. Someone says, thank you for getting me lunch, and you say, thank God. That's not really the way we function. It's true that on some level, but that we express in our tefillah, and our approach in general. On small things, I think we would not be, it would not be right to constantly talk about it that way.